I've got with me the leadership of NAFB, and I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves and tell me who you're with and where you're from.
Greg Akagi with WIBW Radio and the Kansas Agriculture Network as NAFB Vice President.
Pam Yankee, they call me the Fabulous Farm Babe, Madison, Wisconsin, Wisconsin Farm Report Radio, and do some TV too.
Randy Coonan, Red River Farm Network, Grand Forks, North Dakota. I'm the president.
And president. It's good to get that title. It's good to be president,
It's good to be king, yeah.
Even if it's just for a little while. It's a song. Well, we're at Washington Watch. Tell me, for people who just aren't aware, and we can just, you can kind of just volunteer who wants to go here, but what is Washington Watch? What's the purpose of it, and what does it mean to the organization?
This is Randy. I know Washington Watch for us is the annual Washington gathering of the farm broadcasters and farm broadcasting industry. It's our chance to make some contacts and keep contacts at USDA, as well as visit Capitol Hill and take care of some business up on the Hill and here.
And I think that's for ag communication organizations, of which there are a number of them, that's unique. I don't know that there is any other that does it. I know you guys have been to more than one of these, let's say. What have been some of the highlights you might want to, anybody want to volunteer one that really stands out in your mind that would kind of give an idea of what you get to experience when you come here?
This is Greg. I think just hearing from different organizations, I think it was 2 years ago, Cal Dooley, former congressman with United Food Producers, really gave an interesting aspect. You know, we've heard from Charlie Stenholm, we hear from others. I mean, we get kind of the standard talking with people from USDA and also congressional leadership, but it's also good to hear from others and other industries that, you know, there are many that are represented here in Washington, D.C.
How about you, Pam? Anything that kind of comes to mind that would be a standout?
I like it when we've made trips in the past to different embassies around Washington, D.C. Obviously, that's about the only place you're going to be able to do that, and to walk into a building and suddenly experience a different culture, a different attitude about how they protect their farmers in some regards or value their farmland, that type of thing. It helps me. I have kind of a short attention span when it comes to politics. So getting a chance to go to the research facilities in Beltsville through USDA or to those embassies, that helps me take a breath and kind of get a little bit more bearing.
So I know when we come to the convention in the fall, it's more professional improvement oriented in a certain way. Here, this is kind of professional improvement in a sense, in that you're really getting a better understanding of the issues and the things that's going to help you report, right?
Yeah. Correct, yeah. One other thing, too. Last year, we had Energy Secretary Sam Bodman requested to be here. We had actually booked one of his undersecretaries to come and speak with us, and Secretary Bodman himself said, no, I want to do that, and came here. So it's kind of a feather in the cap for us as farm broadcasters.
But you're right. It is a professional improvement, but you're working while you're doing. We have a pretty tight deadline situation out here because, for example, our timing this year, pretty sweet. The farm bill's in the final stages, and here we stand with farm broadcasters from across the United States literally working every hour, every couple hours, sending back the latest news that we're able to gather. So yes, professional improvement because we're learning the ropes, shall we say, but also it is an example of how broadcast media turns information around really quick to get it back to our listeners.
And the personal experiences, like Pam mentioned, are great because I can think back to an embassy visit, just doing it afterwards, going over to the Japanese embassy, but having the contacts to be able to do that and then being able to get a visit to be able to go in there and just talk with some of the individuals in there is quite an experience in and of itself.
So I know that one of the things that we do here is have an opportunity to meet with different ag organizational members and to talk about issues that are important to their particular commodity, and there's quite a few of them here in D.C. That also helps kind of develop relationships that are beneficial, I guess, as you go back individually to your station or network.
Well, yeah, you can always talk to them on the phone, but until you meet them face-to-face so they can put a face with a voice on the other end of the phone, there's always this coldness. But once you get to meet face-to-face, it's that warm body relationship at that point.
Well, you never know. You don't know. Agriculture is a fairly small pool in a lot of different regards, and you never know where these folks are going to actually end up somewhere down the road. I've been in different countries and seen people that I've met in Washington, D.C., you know, Animal Plant Health Inspection Service or the Foreign Ag Service or something like that. You may see them in a conference or something like that, and holy man, halfway around the world, hey, don't I know you? So it's interesting. You got to be on point. You got to be always exchanging business cards and paying attention. But like I said, it's a very fluid industry. People move around quite a little bit, and it's nice to have those connections.
And let's face it, too, some of these organizations, if they're mentioned in the media or talk to media, it's more mainstream media versus what we have as foreign broadcasters are concerned. And in some cases, it's a lot of negativity that's out there as well, that the message isn't being portrayed as what they would like to see. And you know, that it would take too long to mention how many of those that there are right now. But I think that's important, too, that we get the opportunity to talk about them, and they're very appreciative of that, too.
And it isn't all just work. I mean, there is that NAFB camaraderie and opportunity to be with your fellow foreign broadcasters, right?
Why would I be here? Why would I be here if it was all work and not enough time for just a little bit of play?
Makes for a dull farm babe.
Well, you know, come on. Listen, farmers back at home are lamenting the delayed planting. Guess what? Your farm broadcasters are lamenting the same delayed planting, except we're out here in Washington, D.C., where it's currently raining cats and dogs, and we're trying to get our job done, and then we're lamenting that we're going to have to come home and face you folks.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and taking a little bit of time. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.